Thank you very much. I'm really much honored having been asked to introduce Stas Smirnov here at this meeting to this really distinguished audience. Now, as time is really short, I will skip the biographical data, which you can anyway find on the Wikipedia page of Stas Smirnov. I will just rush through the most important dates, namely that Stas graduated from Leningrad State University in 1992, and he completed his doctoral studies at California Institute of Technology under the guidance of Nikolai Makarov, where he defended his PhD thesis on spectral analysis of Julia sets in 1996, and he spent postdoc years at the most distinguished or most highest level centers of mathematics as Yale and Princeton and Bonn, after which he arrived at KTH Stockholm, which is one of the most important periods of his scientific career. You will see in a moment why. Since 2003, he's professor at the University of Geneva. Now, Stas's most famous achievements, research achievements, are, of course, his results in establishing the mathematically rigorous theory of conformal invariance of two-dimensional critical phenomena. But I must mention here that he started as a complex analyst and more precise as a complex dynamicist, and he still shares his research capacity between two-dimensional statistical physics and complex dynamics. Now, it seems to be the case that at the beginning of his Stockholm period, Stas's attention was drawn by Lennart Carleson to the problem of conformal invariance in two-dimensional critical phenomena, and in particular critical percolation of the planar lattices. Now, the problem has its roots in quantum field theory and statistical physics. In the late 70s, early 80s, a really beautiful and deep theory was formulated by leading theoretical physicists. The claim was that in two-dimensional models of statistical physics and quantum field theory at criticality, the relevant correlation type quantities are in a well-defined sense invariant under conformal transformations of the plane. Now, these claims are intuitively very appealing and have far-reaching consequences, but it's important to know that for a very long time it was not quite clear whether proper mathematical formulation, let alone proof, of this theory is possible at all. A particularly appealing example is that of critical percolation. This model is simpler than other models of statistical physics, but still sufficiently complex to lead to very deep mathematics. An aspect of conformal invariance was John Cardy's explicit formula, which expresses the asymptotic probability — by asymptotic I mean at very fine lattice mesh — so the asymptotic probability of connecting in percolation, in critical percolation, two opposite sides of a conformal rectangle in the plane. Now, this formula is given in terms of hypergeometric functions of the aspect ratio of the conformal rectangle and is sufficiently complicated that it's not really easy to keep in mind. I wouldn't be able to write it now on a blackboard, but it's a very deep thing. Now, the first miracle in the story is Carleson's realization that mapping conformally the rectangle to a regular triangle with a fourth point marked on one of the sides, this complicated formula, Cardy's formula, gets a particularly simple and transparent form. Now, luckily enough, Stas was around and realized that there was much more in this observation. The deep reason why Cardy's formula has a simple form on the triangle was the intimate connection between triangular symmetries and the complex structure. Hence came the next miracle in the story, namely that formulating the problem of critical conformal invariance of the percolation problem for triangular rather than the more usual square lattice, the problem gets some extra beauty. Now, Stas's 2001 paper containing the full proof of Cardy's formula is only 5 pages long. As there was some word about history of and going back 100 years in history before, when the Boyer Prize was just presented here, I cannot resist to say that about 100 years before Stassi's paper, there was another 5 pages long paper published in Science, which changed or was turned out or proved to be a milestone in the history of science. I guess that most of you guessed what it was. That was Einstein's paper on the special relativity. So this paper of Stas, where he proves Cardi's formula in full detail, relies on the full arsenal of classical two-dimensional percolation theory, including a new version of the celebrated Russell-Seymour-Welsch theorem, deep combinatorial insight relating the symmetries of triangular lattice to complex structure, functional analysis, and so on, of course, complex analysis, deep complex analysis included. And of course, the beauty comes from the very elegant mixture of all these. It's worth noting that Cardi's formula is still not proved for lattices with other symmetries. For example, the square lattice case is still open, as far as I know. More recently, Stas has proved conformal invariance of the critical easing model and critical random cluster models. That's for those who know what the random cluster model is. Anyway, these are basic models in statistical physics and very important achievements. He developed the theory of complex analysis on the so-called isoradial planar graphs, and you will hear a talk about this right now. A particularly beautiful application of this being the recent proof of an old standing conjecture by Bernard Nienhaus about the value of the connectivity constant of the hexagonal lattice, and so on and so on. So many and many more applications to come, I'm sure about that. So I'm sure that you will all enjoy the beauty of mathematics in the coming 45 minutes. So just lean back and relax.
Thank you very much for the introduction.